Next case, please.
Case number 10,075, Lawrence Griffin, north of 2nd Street, east of Midway Drive, being lots 1 and 2, Section D within Truvale Acres Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Are you going to talk on? Names and addresses for the record, please.
Louise Griffin.
I'm Larry Griffin.
Okay.
246 Door Street, North Plainfield.
Where we're buying the 406.
That's okay. Just want to place your hands on the Bible, please. This testimony you're about to give, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you. Take the podium.
You seconded the last.
Good evening. My name's Louise Griffin. This is my husband, Larry. We're here about a request for a variance on Midway Drive in Rehoboth Beach, where we own a piece of property. We've been vacationing down in Rehoboth Beach for about 20 years, and 5 years ago, we decided that we wanted to retire down here. So this past October, we came down for a week's vacation, found a piece of property in Rehoboth Beach that had an old mobile home on it, had it torn off. And to get our mortgage and everything, they said we needed to put a new mobile home on that property. So we went to Capital Homes up in Dover, and we found a mobile home that we liked. The salesman, Neil Fry, is here with us this evening, and he went to Sussex County Zoning Board to find out if the home that we had picked out was going to fit on that property. And from the dimensions that he gave and the setbacks that he was told, we were told that it would fit. When he came to get the permits, he found out that the permits weren't going to be granted because a survey needed to be done. And the survey was done by Coast Survey Incorporated. They came out, and the result was that they said our 30 by 76 home and the lot size of 100 by 100 by 85 on the corner lot wasn't going to fit because it was too big by 11 inches. So we were told that we would need to get a variance, which we did, and paid for it. And we're here this evening to see if that request will be granted. Thank you.
Okay. And you're requesting a...
We asked for 18 inches because at the time, I think Neil felt that, and he can corroborate this, that just in case this thing was set off by an inch or two, it's a little bit of wiggle room. I mean, we only really need... The size of the unit is 11 inches bigger than what the variance says. We thought it was 10 feet. We were told it was 15. We wouldn't have bought it, you know, otherwise. And when we found out that it was off, we turned around and said, okay, well, how far off is it? Well, it's 11 inches off. Well, when Neil had applied for the variance, he put down 18, figuring if this thing, they put the blocking in and everything gets set, and somebody goes out and inspects it and says, wait a minute, this is 13 inches, why is it off? We're just trying to allow for wiggle room.
Is it 15, Susan, because of the corner?
Correct.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Now, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10,075. Won't alter the central character of the neighborhood, I don't believe. It's a corner lot, which requires 15 foot rather than the usual 10.
Can you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Can I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,075. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Your case is approved.
Thank you
very much.
Yes, indeed.